We're at the annual meeting of AFAN here in Lincoln today. We're going to talk with Kristen Hasbrook, who is Executive Director of the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. Well, Kristen, first of all, let's just talk about kind of your annual update on the state of livestock development in the state. We hear good things.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of poultry that's about to come online, and we're very excited about the work that's been kind of churning beneath the surface to make that a reality here in 2019. But we also see lots of opportunity for our other species. Hog development is really exciting right now. There's a lot of integrators who are looking at Nebraska for opportunities for expansion. So we have lots of those folks who are looking for farmer partners, locations to grow the hog presence in Nebraska. The other piece that we highlighted today at our annual meeting that we see as a big opportunity is some kind of unique partnerships between beef and dairy. There's a lot of heifer development, a lot of just feedlot opportunities to partner with the dairy industry and really grow both those presence in Nebraska.
I know in the past when we've talked to you and your predecessors, you know, the county zoning has been a challenge, but it seems like maybe that's loosened up a little bit in recent years.
County zoning remains probably the biggest challenge to livestock development across the state. But at AFAN, we are very focused on having initial conversations with, you know, decision makers, county officials, talking about how we can be a partner for them as well. And I think that has helped, that we're not walking in guns blazing, it's livestock development versus local control. That's never the case for us, and we don't want it to be. And so we've really been focusing on building our relationships with counties first, letting them know what resources are available to them, letting them know how to grow and how to structure and have those hearings and have those zoning regulations work for them in a way that also allows for, you know, livestock development to occur as well.
Unemployment in the state running around 2%, and while that's good news for the state of Nebraska, it does make it more challenging for livestock folks out there who are looking for employees.
Absolutely. So at our annual meeting, we focused on that issue. It is the number one thing that we hear about as we travel, as, you know, sort of the immediate challenge for both the ag producers as well as ag businesses, and as well as any business in communities across Nebraska, is finding and keeping good employees. So we did a panel today. Hopefully some folks took home some unique ideas, whether it was a different way, you know, thinking about getting into real estate development as an ag producer. I'm sure a lot of folks don't think that that's for them, but perhaps that's the way to seal the deal for your next employee. Or looking for ways to partner with your community around, you know, worker incentives or getting people into the community, looking at, you know, what city dollars might be available to complement what I'm doing as a producer.
Yeah, and you mentioned the housing situation, which in some of the smaller communities is a big challenge.
Yes, and really, truly, what we've seen is we've seen ag producers become real estate developers. For better or worse, that's pretty much the one way to guarantee that you have access and that housing is, you know, the type of housing that you want your employees to be in. Today, we heard a couple of unique ideas. One employer pays the rent for his employees. That's what he said sets him apart in his area. We've seen other folks buy houses and then set up sort of rent-to-own structures for their employees. And in other spots, we've seen ag employers just straight up own the facilities and rent them back to their employees as an opportunity.
So it's just a matter of, I guess, having to get creative to address those issues.
Absolutely. But that's what we're good about in agriculture. If we're nothing, we're adaptable. I mean, we're always finding a widget over here to stick somewhere to make things work. And so I think that's what you see us trying to problem solve on a daily basis, whether it's labor or zoning or development. We're all doing the same thing.